If you've had some out-of-character instances of forgetting important dates like birthdays, maybe, or forgetting things you needed at the grocery store over the last year, well, good news. It's not just you. Turns out the pandemic could be impacting our ability to recall and remember things. But hey, it's probably just temporary. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you noticed any lapses of memory in the last year in your own life? Have you found it difficult to remember all the things you needed at the grocery store or when you walked down to the basement? What's your experience with memory been like in the last year? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Haley Vlock is an associate professor of educational psychology at UW-Madison. She's an expert on children's learning and development and memory development. Haley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Excited to be here.
When did you first start to realize that our memory could be impacted, interfered with by the pandemic?
Well, definitely through personal experience. I, as somebody who studies memory, am experiencing the very things that I study. And I think it became very clear to researchers early on in the pandemic that the pandemic would be a perfect storm for people experiencing much more forgetting than they did pre-pandemic.
And to be clear, we're not talking about people who catch the disease and it affecting their memory. It's just living in this state of the pandemic world, right, that's having this impact?
Yeah, it turns out that the pandemic has been a perfect storm for speeding up the rate at which we forget everyday information, regardless of other health factors. Researchers have, for a long, long time now, studied what makes us remember things, what makes us forget things. And if you were to create a list of all the factors that accelerate forgetting and all the factors of things we've experienced during the pandemic, they're pretty much the same list. So if you have been experiencing sort of day-to-day memory things or long-term memory changes, so has everybody.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of those factors. I mean, one of the most obvious thing about the pandemic for many people is it disrupted our daily routines, whether that meant working at home or losing a job, learning at home, so many ways that our routines have been affected. How big a factor can that be in our ability to remember stuff?
Huge. So our routines are the foundation for what to remember when. And so when we take away those cues from our daily routines, we no longer are prompted by our day to remember what we need to remember. And many of us try to create a new routine during the pandemic, and that also takes a lot of cognitive effort, which can slow down your rate at remembering important information as well. So certainly losing the routine and creating new routines accelerated forgetting for most folks.
Is this short-term memory, long-term memory, if those are different things? I mean, I'm the guy who can go to the basement to do two things, get distracted by a third thing and forget both of them. That's like a short-term thing. This could also be about, you know, I read something in a book today and I'm less likely to remember it a year from now. Is there a distinction in how the pandemic has affected those two kinds of things?
Well, on face value, you might say, well, definitely yes, if from personal experience. And I think researchers are starting to reveal that it's affected both short and long-term memory. And for the short-term memory, that's often the most troublesome because you need the information now to do whatever you're doing. But in terms of thinking back to longer periods of time, so for instance, a year ago from today, it also might be hard to recall what you were doing. So take a moment to do that right now. What were you doing on May 27th a year ago? You probably won't be able to recall. And there's many, many reasons for that. One is that what May 27th looked like was probably very similar to all the days in May. You know, being in social isolation, having a very sort of isolated routine, a lack of novelty, those experiences make everything seem the same. And it's really hard to distinguish among all your different memories if they overlap that much.
We're talking about memory and how the pandemic affected our memory, often for the worse. We have Haley Vlock with us from UW-Madison, Associate Professor of Educational Psychology. She studies memory. You can join in with your experiences or questions at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hello.
Hi. It just seems that with the pandemic, we're feeling threatened, and feeling the threat, other things just seem to have a lower priority, so we just kind of put things aside that don't feel so severe.
Oh, interesting, Dennis. Thanks for the call. So threats, maybe some fear, some anxiety rolled in there. Haley, is this part of the story?
That's very insightful, Dennis, because yes, that is one of the ways that our brains think, is they prioritize information that's important right now and sort of lets go of information that is less important. And this is adaptive. We want our brain to prioritize what is important. And that might be something like your new routine or your this moment today rather than a year ago. And while that may seem bad because you're forgetting things you used to remember, it's actually good because we're prioritizing the here and the now.
Dennis, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Kay with us now in Madison. Kay, hi.
Hi. During the pandemic, I've been not driving as much and staying home. And sometimes when I have a place to go, I'm thinking to myself, now, how do I get there? What exit do I take? And as soon as I get in the car, it all comes back.
Interesting. So are these places you've been to a lot? You've driven to a lot, Kay, or
right.
just once or twice right. in the past?
Right. That I've been to a lot.
Uh-huh.
But like I say, once I get in the car, it all comes back to me. But when I'm sitting here in my living room trying to remember which way to take, I can't remember which exit.
Okay, thank you so much. And that speaks to me, Haley. As a musician, I often have the moment of if I try to think about how I play a particular song I haven't played in a while, it's all over. If I just let muscle memory take over, no problem. I know it sounds like that's what's happening with Kay with driving.
Yeah. So Kay's experience rings true for a lot of us that have started to get back to our new normal and start to establish a routine where we go to work or we do the daily things that we used to do. And many folks are feeling sort of this flood of memories coming back or these light bulb moments like, oh, yeah, this is how I do this thing or perform this task. And we should expect that most of us will have some sort of feeling like that when we go back to a context that we haven't been to in a long time, like the car for Kay. For many of us, that will be the office or wherever we work. We will experience these memories coming back. And that's a good thing. Many folks have asked me, oh no, am I ever going to get these memories back? And the answer is yes, they will come back when you re-enter those contexts and get into those old routines.
Thanks a lot for that call. And it sounds like, Haley, from reading some things you've done in the past, there is a lot of good news like that. A lot of the kind of memory problems we're having here are temporary. And as we get back to whatever normal is, our memories are going to bounce back. Do I have that right?
Yes, there is good news. What Kay's been experiencing is going to happen to a lot of us, where we are going to go back to our routines and our workplaces and wherever we used to go, and the memories will come back. And that's good because those memories are important to function well in those contexts. We want to know where we're going when we're driving or what we're supposed to do when we're at our job. Another silver lining is that, well, we've forgotten a lot about the pandemic, but there's probably a lot of things we do want to forget that happened during the pandemic. For a lot of us, we've been isolated, stressed, experiencing more negative emotions than we have at other stages of our life. And do we really want to dwell in those memories? Probably not for most of us. And so the brain is really adaptive. It knows that. And so what it will do is it will forget those memories to a faster degree than other things that happened to the pandemic. And that's really great moving forward. It's going to allow us to move past this stage in our lives psychologically.
We're picking up our talk with Haley Vlock, Associate Professor of Educational Psychology at UW-Madison and an expert on memory development. We're talking about memory and how it took a hit during the pandemic for many people. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you noticed a change in your ability to remember or recall over the last year? Have you felt more forgetful than usual? Day to day, big stuff, little stuff? Love to hear your experience. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Haley, I want to ask about one specific group of people here. Kids in school learning online instead of at school. Obviously a big change in routine here. I imagine this is going to be studied for years, maybe decades to come. What kind of thoughts do you have on how that change might have affected their ability to maybe remember that lesson for the next quiz coming up?
Yes, many researchers are actively studying kids' experiences right now. And if we extrapolate from research on memory before the pandemic, we should expect to see that when kids go back to school full time now and in the fall, that there are going to be some memory gaps in what they learned online and what they learned in school. And the reason for that is what we were talking about earlier. It's a huge context change. And the cues at school to remember certain things are going to be different than the cues that they have at home or when they're sitting in front of their computers. And so I think it's going to take teachers some patience and some extra support to really get kids back into what they remembered from their previous time in school.
I wonder if there are lessons we can learn, especially with that whole change of routine thing, because at some point in our lives, we'll all probably change our routines, a change in job status, retirement, say, moving to a new place, whatever. Are there ways we can be aware that this change of routine is going to shake up our memory and that we can try to overcome that?
Great question. A lot of people ask me, well, what can I do? I want to improve my memory, or at least I want to get some practice before I get into my new routine. And a lot of the advice is very intuitive. So research has shown that getting outside, exercising, and socializing are great ways to improve our memories. And that's becoming, certainly socializing is becoming more and more real for people that are fully vaccinated. So I would encourage you to start doing that now, especially before you go to contexts that might be a little more socially awkward or socially scripted, like the workplace. It's good to get some practice with your friends before you go back to work. Another thing that you can do is start practicing creating new memories. Do new things. We've been stuck inside in a very sort of structured routine that doesn't allow for a lot of novelty in our lives. So if you get back out there and try new things and do new things, that's going to be great practice for creating new memories that are durable.
Go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Beth is with us in Green Bay. Beth, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Beth?
Well, I just wanted to mention that over the pandemic, that I've been really, really distracted. My memory has gotten so bad that I had taken in my mom over the pandemic, who has dementia. And I've noticed that I'm doing some of the same things that she's doing, like putting in different words for certain things, just so all over the place. And I'm hoping it's just because of the pandemic and not that it's really dementia.
Well, and Beth, I mean, there's a pandemic and you've had this big change with taking your mom and caring for your mom. I imagine, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I imagine this is a stressful year for you.
It has been, yeah, very stressful.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're willing to call in and share your story, and best to you. So there, Beth, having, Haley, the perfect storm of the pandemic and a change in routine, only more so with taking in her mom with dementia. This, I don't know, sounds like it could shake up memory to me, Haley. We can't diagnose her, of course, but what do you think?
Right. I think this is actually an experience and a pattern of thinking that a lot of us have had. It's like, well, are these memory blips or these moments of forgetting symbolic of something going wrong rather than just the circumstance that we're all living in? In other words, a lot of people are concerned, like, do I need help? And what I would encourage you to do is, if you're experiencing, you know, forgetting of sort of day-to-day things, but it doesn't seem like it's largely impacting your life, wait until you get back into your new normal and see if things come back. I bet they do. It will take a while. It won't be instantaneous overall. There might be some moments of instantaneous memory recovery, but it's going to take some practice. If after you've gotten back into your new routine, you're still feeling like you're forgetting more than you should, that's the time when you want to go see somebody. Now, certainly, if you are experiencing memory loss that you feel like is affecting your life in especially negative ways, you should go see someone now. But for most people, we should expect that things will improve once our pandemic days are behind us.
That, thanks again for calling in. I appreciate it. Haley, if things like stress and anxiety can hurt our ability to remember things, is the corollary there that if we could find ways to deal with our stress and anxiety, that's going to help our memory bounce back?
Absolutely. That's why the advice that I gave earlier, you know, get outside, exercise, spend some time with friends or positive people. Those are all things that reduce stress. There's a very strong relationship between stress and memory. And so if you can find ways to reduce stress, you'll probably improve your memory.
We're talking to Haley Vlock, Associate Professor of Educational Psychology at UW-Madison. She's an expert on children's learning and development and on memory development. We're talking about ways that the pandemic has affected our memory in ways big and small. You could still join in at 800-642-1234 or post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Haley, do you think there's just some measure of relief here? When people hear that it's maybe not just them, that lots of other people are experiencing similar memory issues during the pandemic?
Yeah. You know, when I've chatted with my friends and family, you know, they come to me for an expert opinion, but also just a close friend or family member opinion. And we've all been in it together. I do think that, you know, you can observe your own behavior, your own thoughts and emotions and worry that something's gone wrong. But when you hear that, hey, we're all in this together, it's comforting, and it gives you confirmation that the experience is because of the context that we're in this point in history, not because of something internal and specific to you.
Now, memory, to me anyway, I'll say, can be kind of a mysterious thing. Big picture, even outside of a pandemic, what are some of the frontiers that we're still trying to understand about how our memory works or does not work?
Yeah, great question. Even though we've been studying memory for a long time and we've figured some things out, there are still scientific mysteries in forgetting. So for instance, why do we forget? We know we do forget. It's pretty predictable, but we don't know why. There are some big ideas out there, but we're still trying to figure out the why of forgetting. So in other words, we know it happens. We know how it happens, but we just don't know why.
Interesting. How do we figure that out?
Well, it turns out to be really difficult because there's been great minds that have been thinking about this both philosophically and scientifically for thousands of years now. And one of the reasons that it's difficult to figure it out is because, you know, forgetting might be a property of the physical world. In other words, when information goes into our brain, it might be our biology that causes it to happen rather than something psychological. And by biological, I mean something really lower level, like how does electricity travel across neurons? And, you know, we just don't have the technology to isolate that lower level process and also globally understand the way the universe works and to sort of put those two things together and figure out the puzzle of forgetting.
Getting back to the pandemic and memory, difficulties with memory, when do you see us getting back to normal for the people who have had this pandemic-related memory blip going on over the last year or so?
Great question. That's all going to depend on how quick you're back into your new routine, your post-pandemic life. So some of us have jumped in sooner rather than later, and we might already feel like it's pretty much back to normal. But for those of us that are still in isolation and haven't really created that new life yet, that's going to take some time. And so we should expect that there's going to be variance across individuals in when memory comes back.
Haley, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Haley Vlock is an associate professor of educational psychology at UW-Madison. She's an expert on children's learning and development and on memory development. And she joins us today to talk about ways that the pandemic could be impacting your memory. You could still share your thoughts, maybe your experiences, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.